George, I really have a twofold question there. First of all, you entitled your report, The People of Faith Review Trump's First Year. And so my twofold question is really this. Number one, what do people of faith think about the man, President Donald Trump, after the first year? And then secondly, building upon what you just said, do you see that there's a divide between the media and the average American person regarding their thoughts about Donald Trump?
Okay, let me take the first one there. What do people think about the man? What we're finding is that most voters across the country do tend to distinguish their feelings and their perceptions of Donald Trump as a human being and Donald Trump as the president. Not everybody's able to make that distinction. A number of people do. But when you look at two of the most common measures of how people do that, if we look at their perceptions about him as a person, what we find is that 41% of Americans came out with a favorable opinion, but that varied dramatically by a person's political ideology and by their faith inclinations. So we saw that 71% of conservatives had a favorable opinion of Mr. Trump as a person, compared to only 19% of liberals who had such a perception. And you found there was a gap even between born-again Christians and people who are not born-again. A majority, 54% of the born-again population, said that they had a favorable impression of Mr. Trump himself, compared to only 35% of non-Christians. So, yeah, there is a distinction. Now, do the media and people have different perceptions? They do, but that's part of why we, I believe, see the media continually chipping away at a narrative that they're trying to sell to the public. Because the public are more positive toward Mr. Trump and they're more positive toward what he's doing in office, they're more positive toward the agenda that he's trying to put into place than the media are. That's why we have this continual attack mode, the constant criticisms, the very subjective selection of what stories get reported. Part of the content analysis, for instance, showed that the media spent a lot less time on stories that would be deemed as positive for President Trump, the kinds of things he was able to accomplish during his first year, than they reported on things that would be perceived to be negative. So, yeah, there are very different perspectives of the people and the media. More and more people now understand, they realize they're being lied to, they're being manipulated. But still, there's a lot of people who are trusting the media. That's their go-to place. But it's also why we're in this really exciting era where more and more Americans are now redefining their own personal media universe rather than tuning in to the major news channels that have traditionally got most of the audience. Now they're seeking out other news sources that they feel are more trustworthy. And as that grows, I think the American population is going to be in a better place.